The program you are about to hear is intended for an adult audience. It may contain language or opinions that could be offensive to some listeners.
This week on the show, a man who did his own calculations to make a case to his city for the installation of a traffic signal is now being investigated for it. A new anti-software pirating scam may be coming to an internet provider near you. We'll tell you more what to look for. And one African country has created a new law that would make it illegal to fart in public. February 12th, 2011, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the 2 Cent Show. Hope you're all doing good out there. I'm To The Ranch Griffin, your host. This is Jibba Foxcoon.
I'm here.
My co-host. And we're good to see you. Hey, I'm happy to see you. I hope you're happy to see us, too.
We're happy to be here.
Yep. It's very interesting. There's been a lot of crazy-ass news this week.
Yes.
And we're going to cover some of that. We're going to do a lot of good things for you tonight. It's actually the first bit of interesting news that I can think of. I mean, a lot of you guys know about the conventions that are going on out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there's a particular convention called MIDFUR.
I've heard about that.
MIDFUR. Have you heard about MIDFUR?
Yes.
MIDFUR is that Australian convention.
Yes. Over and down under.
Over and down under. Did you did not leave out a single over and down under through.
Over and down under through Australia. Side Budusu over and out down under through.
Down under. MIDFUR. It all leads to MIDFUR. MIDFUR. Everybody knows about it. It's actually gaining a lot of popularity. It's a very good convention. I've been to it several times myself.
Quite a few times. I've never been.
He's never been. But MIDFUR actually, they're going to be, I believe, this December. This coming, they're always in December.
First weekend in December or something like that.
And they have just selected their new GOH, which was an amazing surprise to me.
It surprised me, too.
Yeah. They actually, their GOH, MIDFUR's GOH for 2011 is...
me!
Him!
I'll be the GOH of MIDFUR for 2011.
I hate you.
Oh, please!
I hate you.
You have gone for so many years.
I still hate you.
Just leave me here in the States to rot by ants eating my asshole and termites eating my earlobes with flies crawling up my eyeballs and going down and out of my mouth.
I am so sorry.
That's what you... Every year you go to MIDFUR, that happens to me.
Well, this year, don't worry, we're not going to be out of contact because we're going to do a 2 Cent Show anyway. We're going to try. Oh, boy.
It's
going to be difficult.
We have to December to work this out.
Yes,
but.
Yes. But we're going to try to get a link, an internet link between the studio here and Jibba down in Australia. He's going to be on main stage. And we're going to try our best to actually do a 2 Cent Show from across the planet. And see how that
across
works.
The pond. Oh no, that's going.
No, that's England.
Yeah,
that's England.
What do we call this one?
In Australia, down under. It's a long goddamn way.
Down under, over through.
Down under, over through, in.
Down under, over through, in under.
Over through, in under, on top of.
On top of Australia.
Yes. Let me tell you, you know, all these people I hear complaining about, oh, conserve water, conserve... You ain't never flown to Australia. You want to see 15 hours of fucking water? God damn it, conserve water.
It's not usable water.
It is, too. All they have to do is take the salt out. There's desalinization plants all over the place. They could do it if they really wanted to.
Yeah, but then what about the orcas and the orcas.
Fuck the orcas. Fuck them. fuck all the orcas and the seals and the cute baby dolphins and whatever. Fuck them.
If we take all the water and the salt out, they'll be left with salt.
Yeah, exactly. And water.
They won't be left with water because we take it out.
All those things you mentioned were mammals. They don't need salt in their water.
They need water in their salt.
We can put them in bathtubs.
With salt?
With salt. Salt in the bathtub. A dolphin. They're smart. They'll get used to it.
Can you imagine 30 dolphins in a bathtub? Owned by this old lady, the old cat lady who decided to ditch her
the old dolphin lady?
Yeah, the old cat lady who decided she wanted a dolphin, so now she's the old dolphin.
Names every one of them, thinks they can understand her. You know, that kind of thing.
Oh, my God. There's been some very, very interesting news going around.
Yes.
Lately.
You have one.
Oh, my God.
There was this lady who decided to send her son a puppy. Which there's nothing wrong
with that. Okay, that's, yeah.
But she did it by tossing the puppy in a box and shipping it by United States Postal Service with holes and little food pellets and bottled water in the hamster water drinking things in the box.
Hey, yeah, it's, you know, was it one of those, like, you know, pre... Yo, rated boxes. You just buy the box. It's a pre-rate every box.
They didn't go into much detail, but they did show the puppy. He's fine. He's alive.
He actually made it.
He made it. 4 days inside of a box, he made it to the... Well, you know what's funny about this whole story is that nobody until he got to the destination city found out there's a puppy.
Really? Now, why would they... They didn't x-ray it?
They did not x-ray that box.
Or nothing.
And the only reason they found out was because the puppy made a noise. Inside the box at the destination city.
It got there. I don't see the problem. I do not see the problem with this. You can mail order fish. If I could mail myself somewhere, I would do Mexicans mail themselves all the time.
It would be a whole lot cheaper.
Mexicans.
Think about it. That's how you can go to Bedford.
Yes.
You can mail yourself.
Mexicans mail themselves to frickin' Cleveland all the time.
To Cleveland?
To Cleveland. People in Cleveland tell me you do not have a problem with just opening a box and there being a Mexican in there with oranges ready to sell them. I mean, they're already ready. I know that it happens there. I've seen the videos on the internet. On the internets. Oh, my God. You know what I forgot to do?
What?
I forgot to start my timer.
Oh.
Bun, are you back there?
I'm around here somewhere.
You know what? You're going to have to let us know when it is. Let's see.
Actually, just tell him to tell us when it's 10 minutes to take 10 minutes off the time.
Yeah.
It's already 13 minutes.
Yeah, we've gone to 15, and then we'll stop at 1.
That's going to mess me up. What you need to do is you need to let us know at about what time is the okay 5 minutes.
No, he's gonna forget.
You're messing me up. No, he's not gonna forget. I will remind him.
I will forget.
I'll remind you.
Just tell us at 15 minutes, and we do it. We stop at 1:15. That's 30.
Well, if you keep
countdown.
It'll be 15. Yeah, well, minutes.
Does the countdown on the thing count all the minutes?
Let's see. The break happens at 35 minutes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
So if we go at 15 minutes, exactly, then we'll have, 20 minutes?
20 minutes, exactly, yeah.
So how long is it till 20 minutes, till 15 minutes?
It is 50 seconds.
Okay, but that includes a countdown. So that's got to go till 20 minutes. That'll leave us 15 minutes.
No.
See what I'm saying?
It's 14 minutes right now.
I know.
14 minutes from the beginning where the countdown started?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's 35 minutes
exactly.
Without the countdown. We need 20 minutes.
Exactly. Let us know when it hits 15 minutes.
20.
Well, 20.
20.
And then it'll give us... Well, why do we do 15? Because all you have to do is 20 on there.
25.
No, that's... No!
You guys are making my food have a rerun. Come on.
Okay, let us know when it's 15.
Almost some words, and it's 15.
Okay, we're good. It's upside down. Why is my head on?
All right, so now we got till 25. We got 25 minutes.
Well, that would be at 40.
I don't even know.
15 plus 25 is 40.
Do you see why it didn't matter at this point?
20 minutes from now is 35. That's including the countdown at 15. I mean at 5.
Okay.
So we got 20 minutes.
Okay, we got 20 minutes. 20 minutes for the next, for our world news.
Yes.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Oh, my holy God. It's time for the news.
David N. Cox. Says
Cox?
Cox. Says that he was merely exercising his right to a petition the government. Government.
Government.
Government.
Okay, black person with big lips.
Cox and his North Raleigh neighbors are lobbying city and state officials to add traffic lights to two intersections as part of a planned widening of Cox wants to widen Falls and Noose Road. After an engineering consultant.
Wait, Noose?
Noose. Noose. After an engineering consultant hired by the city said that the signals were not needed, Cox and the North Raleigh Coalition of Homeowners Association.
We have Cox who want to widen the
Homos Association responded with a sophisticated analysis of their own. The 8-page document with maps, diagrams, and traffic projections was offered to buttress their contention that
wait. Cox, Wyden,
the Homos
Association,
and to buttress their contention that signals will be needed at the intersection. In response, the city called on a state licensing agency to investigate. Cox has not been accused of claiming that he's an engineer. The city filed the complaint because the report appears to be an engineering level work by someone who is not licensed as a professional engineer. So they're basically, they're saying that, okay, the dude came out, sat in a chair, whipped out a lawn chair somewhere, I'm guessing, watched the traffic that came over the street, wrote it down on a piece of paper, watched the traffic that came the other street, wrote it down on a piece of paper, and kind of probably figured how much time the light would be and how much it would affect the traffic, put it on a piece of paper, reported this to the city. And now they're investigating him for engineering without a law. I did not know, I was unaware of the time that it became illegal to practice math in this country.
It's always been illegal.
Simple math, by the way. This is not complicated shit. This is not rocket science. Especially not since it's Cox, who's leading the Homos Association against people who are trying to fuck them over.
They're trying to buttress them.
Against their buttressing.
To put lights to make sure they have the red light district.
The red light district in the Homos Association. And they're being fucked by the city.
Because they can't buttress.
Because they can't buttress.
Who's all led by Cox.
Who's led by Cox. Who can't buttress. The situation, even with the Homos Association, to red light their district. This is a travesty, ladies and gentlemen, of epic proportions, and it is. I can get behind Cox's buttressing with the Homos Association of the people who are trying to fuck him.
Who's trying to widen
the red light district. How did that get that?
You have Cox Buttresses Homos Association with red light districts. We got to come on now.
I don't understand how that got that.
No,
I don't either.
I'll drink to that.
You drink to that. Next story. I love Germany.
Really?
I absolutely adore Germany. Every time I've been there, it's been amazing.
I've had fun.
You've been there as well. It's nice. A wild owl
apparently had a wild time in southern Germany. An owl that had evidently drunk too much schnapps from two discarded bottles was so inebriated that it got picked up by police. The bird will be released once it's sobered up. The bird was arrested. No, it wasn't even arrested. It was picked up. I think literally it was picked up. It was literally picked up by police. They just picked it up. It was like there. I picked up an owl. As German police said on Tuesday that they discovered a paralytic owl that appeared to have drunk too much schnapps from two discarded bottles. A woman walking her dog alerted the police after seeing the bird sitting by the side of the road, oblivious to passing traffic. So it was just... It was just sitting there like, what up?
The bird was trying to fucking sober up.
It was just...
He got drunk, knew he couldn't drink and fly, so okay. He's like, let me sit on this corner and sober up.
No, I get it. I mean, I can kind of understand that. I mean, if you were walking your dog or just walking... And there was a big asshole owl just sitting by the side of the street. And you walked up, and it just sat there and looked at you like, what? You probably called somebody. I mean...
I wouldn't have been walking my dog by the fucking owl in the first place. When there's homeless people sitting on the street...
And there's homeless owls.
And there's homeless owls sitting on the side of the street, and they look drunk and hungover and all that stuff, I am not going to walk right by them. And apparently she did.
The brown owl didn't appear to be injured, and officers quickly concluded that it had one too many. One of its eyelids was drooping, adding to the general impression of a drunk owl. What? Let's see. It wasn't staggering around. It wasn't staggering around, and we didn't breathalyze it. Because that would have been a story in itself. But there were two little bottles of schnapps in the immediate vicinity. We took it to a local bird expert who had treated alcoholized birds before, and because apparently in Germany, drunken birds is a problem. Falling out the air, drunk, sitting on the side of the
street. That's what happened to all the birds here.
Yeah, all those dead
all
birds.
All those birds that died, they were drunk.
Drunken birds.
They drank themselves to death. It's not the apocalypse.
It's just drunk birds.
Drunk birds.
She's been getting lots of water. The bird will be released once it has sobered up.
See, they arrested that bird for being intoxicated.
They did arrest the bird.
They arrested the bird.
They didn't have any wing cuffs, unfortunately. Sneak the bird in, too. But they arrested the bird. They just grabbed... I wanted to tase.
The bird resisted arrest.
The bird resisted arrest. They tased the bird. It fell over, and an owl speak said, "Don't tase me, bro," which translated to, "Whoo." And that was all that was the last they heard from this bird before they brought it to the owl drunk tank.
The owl drunk tank where you sat and got fed water.
The owl drunk tank on New Street that was being widened so that it could accept the red light district by Cox and his... Homo association for being fucked,
and he tried to buttress his way
into it. But now this poor owl
is in a drunk tank. In a drunk tank because
Cox is getting fucked.
Because you know it's. I mean, to widen the red light district, the owl. I mean, they're allowed to be drunk in the red light district. Owl, you just didn't make it.
You didn't make it. You had to wait.
One more block over.
You had to wait just a little bit. Damn, poor owl.
Poor owl.
I feel sorry for that owl.
Owl's getting drunk in Germany. Everybody's drunk in Germany, including owls.
My God. Breaking wind. What the? A hell of a way
to start on a...
Breaking wind is set to be made a crime in an African country. The government of Malawi, something like that, plan to punish persistent offenders who foul the air in a bid to mold responsible and disciplined citizens. But locals fear that pinning responsibility on the crime will be difficult and may lead to miscarriages of justice as criminals attempt to blame others for their offense.
Who doesn't do that? Of course. You know, it's he who smelt it dealt it in my book. That's the way it is. You did it. The crime will be enforceable.
No!
It's in a new local court system, which will also
They started a new court.
There's a new local court system.
To find out who won.
There's a new fart court. Fart court. Today on Fart Court. Who blew the... Who blew the cheesecake wind? We'll also have powers to punish a range of other crimes in a bill set to be debated in the country's parliament. These include insulting the modesty of a woman, challenging to fight a duel, and trespassing on a burial place. What do those have to do
with farting?
With farting at all?
Maybe if you fart in the vicinity of the woman who's trespassing on a burial place.
Who's fighting in a duel.
Who's fighting in a duel. There we go.
Yes. With a drunk owl.
With a drunk owl. At the
on the red light district.
Of New Street while Cox is
being fucked over while he's trying to buttress people with his homos.
I got a question. If you get convicted, do you get put on some kind of, like, fart offenders list?
Yeah, maybe you should. Maybe. They got a website up with a picture.
Website up. When you move into a neighborhood, you got to tell your neighbors to put a sign out in front of
them. Yes, yes. This is a fart offender. You have to notify people in the neighborhood when you move in. I am a fart offender. Got the website up with the people. Have you smelled this fart? There's something akin to broccoli and cheese.
I have an announcement to make. You need to send money into the 2 Cent Show because I need to fly this white person over there.
No!
So that he can fart in the street and get arrested for farting. I will feed him beans and broccoli until he cannot hold it in anymore. And when he's like, I need to go to the bathroom, I will take him out on the street of Clickly Clack and then and let him fart. So, and then I'll be like, yes!
You know, I almost would like to be arrested.
I would love for
farting. I would almost like to be arrested for, but if you're there with me, I'm blaming it on you.
You can't blame me.
I will blame it on you.
It is Africa. They're not going to arrest me.
It depends on where in Africa this is.
I just need to go over there and do a few click and clacks and all that stuff, and they'll be like, oh, his dialect is kind of bad, but I understand her. And this white hockey over here dragged us from our home over here.
That's the problem with y'all. You all have this, like, ingrained clickety language that nobody else understands, and I don't know where it comes from.
Don't you worry about it.
You got to teach me the click.
No, I'm not teaching you shit.
You got to do it.
You go get arrested when you fart, and I'll teach it to you.
That ain't fair.
Deal.
That ain't fair.
That's the only deal I'm going to be.
Oh, God, Elrond is... I can't even imagine. Don't.
Please draw him getting arrested while farting.
You're going to get clicked in jail.
Do it. I'm going to get clicked in jail. Yeah.
Don't go to first jail and get clicked. That's your job.
I just got out of jail. Yeah, was it? Did you get raped?
No.
And that's it. What happened in jail? Oh, damn, man.
Oh, damn, sound like. Damn, dude.
Damn.
It was never that bad when I was in there.
Oh, my God. In England, around 15,000 suspected pirates may soon get legal letters accusing them of illegally sharing movies and games. I don't know if we have time for this. ACS Law plans to send them notes to accuse their new year, offering a chance to settle out of court for several hundred pounds. A lawyer has defended people who've received similar letters and described it as a scattergun approach that would catch innocent people.
You know, and actually we've had our own dealings with this.
Yeah.
If at any point you get a mail that just says, guess what, your internet access is cut off because someone claims that you have stolen something and pay money or even sign something to get it back, don't do it.
Don't do it.
We had problems with that. It was full of shit.
Yeah.
They actually, for some of our bandwidth, they actually did the same thing simply for nothing other than us using our bandwidth.
Yeah.
More than they, I guess, figured we should.
More than they figured that we normally use or decided that.
And they slapped us with this fake MPAA notice that we'd stolen shit from them.
Yep.
Don't sign anything.
Don't you sign.
Let them call them up. You fight that. And don't sign shit.
I don't care. I understand you furries need your internet. But wait. You need to wait. Call them and wait until they respond to find out what you downloaded. And if you didn't download that shit,
Don't sign it.
Even if you did download the shit,
Still don't sign it. We got some gore news to go to. I hope this timer's right. I don't know. So let's take off.
Don't look behind you. It's a glider.
In California, the owner of an illegal cock fighting chicken was killed when the chicken pecked him until he was dead. The chicken tore open a major artery in the man's leg, just somehow causing him to bleed to death. Vampire chickens.
Zombies.
We now have vampires. They're vampire chickens.
Zombies.
They want the blood. They
want blood and brains too.
The vampire chickens want your blood.
Wait. An illegal chicken.
An illegal vampire chicken. Probably from Mexico. You know.
How could the dude not fight off a chicken?
Right. Apparently, it was just too fast for him. Maybe he was so sleepy. He had to take a siesta. He was sleepy.
I need a siesta.
I just, I'm sleepy.
Yo, necesito una siesta.
Yeah, asked the chicken later. You know, did he kill the guy? And the chicken said, no. No, I don't kill the man. I don't kill Mr. Jose. No. Jose not home. And they just had to go on from there. In Indiana, a grieving man and his family was on the way to the funeral for his mother, who had just died, when a semi-truck rolled over on the hearse and took out his wife and two children as well. Yeah, sometimes Murphy's Law is just hilarious, isn't it, folks? Isn't it hilarious? See, Jimmy doesn't want to laugh at this, but he's laughing at it anyway. Jimmy doesn't want to. He knows it's horrible. But he's doing it anyway. Oh, my God. In Florida, a married woman pissed her husband off so much during an argument that he broke down the closet door where she was hiding and beat her to death with a DVD player. Hey, why not?
Wait, what?
Blu-ray coming out? What you gonna do with those old players? You gotta use them for something, right?
So you beat your wife in the closet.
Beat your wife in the closet to death with the DVD player. Why not? It happens. It happens. Finally, in Germany, a romantic man, very romantic person in Germany, was attempting to hang a banner on a bridge proclaiming his love for his sweetheart. When he fell onto the road below and was pummeled by traffic until he was dead. Now, I don't know how bad this accident was, but we actually have a picture of the chalk outline.
Oh, please. Please.
Of the... That is whatever is left. No, don't die.
I'm dying over here.
Don't die.
I'm dying.
Don't die.
Oh, my Jesus.
Oh, my God. That's the gore news. Oh, my God. I don't even know what... that was
Why
anymore.
Why did you try to kick the car and then his old leg blew up?
I have no idea how many cars hit him, but I'm guessing something around a thousand. From the look of that thing.
Oh, my God.
Well, our 20-minute timer is come and gone. Apparently, it's not very accurate, so...
I don't know. It depends. What?
It says 35 minutes.
Well, that means we have five more minutes, then, doesn't it? Because you add the five-minute countdown, we have five more minutes.
We had the five-minute countdown, goddamn.
No, we didn't.
I did your damn math.
That's the problem.
I gave you black kombuwe math.
That's the problem. How much time we got? I don't get that. We got one more Gore News. In Wisconsin, a woman who had a minor car accident because of snowy conditions was dropped off at her house and last seen walking up her long driveway. 2 days later, the woman was discovered dead halfway up her driveway, covered in 2 feet of snow. Bitch was a lump. Bitch turned into a lump. She made it halfway up. The snow ruined her face.
Don't even start that. Please don't start that. Please don't.
What happened? What happened between the front of her driveway and the middle of her driveway? Did she slip and fall and couldn't get up and just laid there and got snowed on? She just laid there and got snowed on until she was dead. What happened? Nobody will ever know.
Final destination.
The world would never know.
The world.
How many steps does it take to you get from
your driveway to your house? The world. The world may never know.
Oh my god.
Oh Lord.
I'm done.
You know,
I quit.
I'm happy with the way the show has gone so far. But you know what? It's okay. People die sometimes. People die all the time, and a lot of people will, you know, be like, "Oh, how can you make fun of this horrible, terrible shit?"
They die.
You know what? You gotta laugh at stuff. If you can't learn to laugh at the worst things in the world, then man.
Oh, please,
you're just gonna be miserable all your life. You gotta be able to learn to laugh at shit, you know.
Laugh at death. They had a horrible way of dying. But
if people laugh at me when I die, I'm gonna be fine with that. I will be fine with that.
I'll make sure you die in a funny way.
You make sure I die in a funny way. If people laugh at it, I'll be fine with that.
There will be no next 2 cents season.
Now, not that soon. Now, I'm not thinking anytime that soon.
I was thinking rather soon.
I was not thinking. We still got to do the live telecast thing with the you and the Australia, man.
How about after that?
No.
Hey.
How about you die in a plane crash on the way back?
As long as you die before me.
You can just wave bye-bye.
Hey, how about you die on the screen?
Well,
while we're doing
as long as you die on the way back.
I will make sure I die on the way back. I can't say I'll make sure I die on the way back.
You're going to jinx your trip.
Y'all are going to die anyway after Mitfer. It's 2012.
Oh, that's right.
Well, not until December. What is it? December 12th, 2012? Whatever, December 10th?
By the way, all you believers who are piling up out there, you know what? I'm behind you. And, you know, I want you to do something good for the community. I want you to send me all of your money.
And your house.
And your houses and your property. Sign it over to me the day after the 21st, December 2012. We're not going to be here anyway, right?
Right.
No, nothing's going to be here. We're all going to be doomed. So, why not? Go ahead and send it. We'll see you guys after the break.
got some white queens for you here.
Hello there, everyone. It's Witchy here with my last top frags for the season. For our last show of the season, I thought I'd treat you guys to some of my own moments in gaming. In this case, Left 4 Dead 2. For our first clip, we see what happens when Mecha Evil cuts in on the line at the bathroom. St. Peter said I wasn't late. I suppose this is better than the alternative. I mean, he is a bird after all. Falling at your feet, someone turned the lights out on the scene. It's rude to stare. For our next clip, I demonstrate that the survivor bots aren't the only ones who got that lemming programming. All the doctors say that I'll be fine. Oh, and I want to get this out right now. If there were an acceptable way to prepare a rabbit, chainsaw would not be it. But that's okay, Brute. You occupy the same Minecraft server as me. Next up, Gavin, Jibba, and I meet with a flying car. Two meets with a flaming tank. Guess who wins? That's what she said? Wait. Seriously, 2 has saved my ass so many times in game by now, I think I owe him an entire case of Sam Adams at this point. And yes, I am inside the car. Now, as we all know, griffins are predators. 2 apparently has moved on from rabbit to wolf. Specifically, wolf a la flambe. Bon appetit, Gavin. Only backwards, though I don't know why. Although I have a hunch. See, this is why furries can't get together during a zombie apocalypse. Of all the places to hide out during a storm, we pick a fucking porta potty. The only way this could be worse is if Matt Evil was waiting outside. Please don't hurt me, Matt. You get this gem of a veil from me during this crescendo event during a game of The Sacrifice. I am so sorry to Ronan, Matt, and Sarah Lyon for all the fail I'm about to show. On the plus side, we did eventually end up winning this campaign. Enjoy, guys! But the punchline wasn't all that planned, so I kissed your hand much faster than I planned. When I woke up, I saw everything. In my head, I saw you. That's it for this season. I'd like to thank everyone who has been nice enough to put up with me in game. You guys rock. Special thanks to Matthew Evil, 2, Jibba, and Gavin for being such good sports, and the Vanaheim crew for helping me out for the show. To my audience, you guys rock, as always, and I will totally be back next season with new frags. Feel free to contribute. You guys know the email address. To 2 and Jibba, enjoy your break. See you guys next season.
No, come on, man. No pictures. I don't want... No. Come on. Get out. All right. How's it going, guys? King Gord here. This brings me to... Oh, fuck. Cut that.
Why isn't this working?
Come on, Ariel.
Why isn't this working?
I gotta get in the pool. Come on.
How do you do it? How do you do this?
You have to pinch it with your teeth and then blow in. See, I try to be safe. I'm trying to be safe. Oh, that worked. I'm trying to be safe here. Blow up my swimmies, my little floaties. This guy can't do it. He wants me to drown. Like a rat.
This tastes like ass.
You all right?
No.
He's doing fine. Where's my hand?
It's down.
Oh, it's in your jacket.
It's in my car.
No, it's not. I'll spit on my dad. It's my parents' house.
Don't humiliate him.
Stop spreading on my jacket. I'm going to have to dry clean it again. God. I think I'm getting a blood pressure test.
All right, Jack, girl.
Son of a bitch. Hey, so that's fucking over. What am I saying?
Today, how?
My God, someone left this adorable wolf in the car. With the windows closed. Fuck.
Tell me when to do that thing, you know?
I'm gonna get in and then get out.
What are you doing?
This, you would have been first. This car is cherry.
All right, we're rolling there, sweet cheeks.
Oh, what's going on? Here we are today at a nice car show, all right? So, fuck me. You think of something to say?
Squat down. Come down, come on. Right up, 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 right there. Hold. Okay. Now close the door.
Just becomes your.
Yeah, take the duplex creams off the roof. They're my cookies, by the way.
All right. Now, here's the tag. Here is. Man. Are you fucking kidding me?
What?
It tastes like shit!
Wait.
It sucks!
What do you mean it sucks?
It tastes like fucking ass! Oh!
Let's do it again.
Yeah. Go con it up someplace else.
First and tip of the day. Hold on, I gotta start up a thing.
Family.
I'm gonna have a cigarette if you guys don't mind. I smoke. That's how you sell somebody a fucking car.
There are many themes tied up in the mythic beast of legend, which, insanely addictive flash game set to 80s bubblegum aside, is basically a horse with a horn on its forehead, and Peter S. Beagle pays brief visits to pretty much all of them at least once in his exceedingly complex film, The Last Unicorn. This is the sort of story you just don't see much of anymore. Many small stories strung together like fine beads. In a movie today, it would be decried as loose writing with no direction. But with these small pearls, the writer weaves a single thread, a thread which calls us to wonder at the mystery of death, to ask ourselves whether innocence is the same or even related to ignorance, and if there are things more important in the universe than love. There's also a pirate cat for no adequately explored reason. The animation is of rougher hewn stuff than any of the slick, exactly on the eights works of Disney or Bluth, and perhaps that's for the best. With no polish, there's no reason to knock it. And to do justice to a story with a scope this large, you'd need to bottle the combined talent of Don Bluth, Chuck Jones, and Disney himself. A primary theme in the story is immortality and mortality, and how the life of a human is a different thing altogether from the eternal life of something like a unicorn, and how unicorns, being immortal, are not and cannot be the same kind of beings as we. Although the unicorn is transformed into a young woman, her first reaction is to remark that she can feel her body dying all around her. The fact that she's now naked, except for 3 centuries worth of unbrushed hair, doesn't really enter into it for her. In addition to repeatedly calling into question the wisdom of mankind's unending quest for immortality, the last unicorn also asks its hero to sacrifice love for truth. It's bit players to all but carry the heroine to her destiny, and it also asks Shmendrick the magician if he'll ever live down nearly suffocating in a tree's cleavage. I'm guessing the answer to that last is no. Given the richness of the philosophy in this film, and given how it ignores nearly all of the accepted conventions of Western animated film, it's entirely understandable why this film is so often overlooked, but it is rightfully recognized as a classic of animated film. And as with The Secret of Nim, there's a voice in this one from the Star Trek franchise, Odo from Deep Space Nine, but he's not playing who you think. In fact, when you get to Renee's name, if you're like me, you'll spit-take enough brandy to light the cat on fire. He is expected to make a full recovery, by the way.
Furry Under Scrutiny with William F. Stagley is made possible by software from the Blender Foundation, an unhealthy fixation with animated films, and viewers like you. Thank you.
You know, I don't know about you, but I think that last video is just cute as hell.
I like it.
Yeah, that one is just is awesome. Oh, by the way, if you haven't noticed it, today is Color Day.
Yes, it is Color Day.
This is not Colored Day.
Color Day.
This is an abomination that my mother sent me that she thought, I guess... I don't know what the hell she was thinking.
You thought you were going to wear it and look at what you're doing.
I'm wearing it, I think, for the first time in 5 years on this show, just so I can be part of Color Day.
Fag.
I don't know what to do with this damn thing. I know
it looks like a cancer patient from the
70s. Yeah, I do. I look like a cancer patient from the planet Umbamboogie.
With John Travolta?
I'm probably putting a hurting on y'all's vision. I'm sorry about that, but in fact, there's probably so many colors in this thing our cameras can't even really accurately. You'd need HD.
Yeah.
You know, so, but in any case, we got a lot of letters, a lot of good letters.
Let's see if we can get through them all.
I think maybe we can, I don't know, but, another one of those situations where we had more letters this week than, more good letters.
Well, we are going on 3 weeks, though.
Yeah, this is a fact. Dear to Jibba and the Toast. My mom and sister seem to have heard about furries from a TV show. To my chagrin, my sister proceeded to look for furry on the interbutts and ran, great word, and ran straight into piles of yiff. Needless to say, she was freaked out. And my mom thinks it's massively perverted, too. I haven't told anyone but a few close friends and another furry I've met about my furriness so far. And to be blunt, I'm terrified of the prospect of telling any of my family. Fallout will most certainly ensue. The problem is I believe that they suspect me, and I'm beginning to wonder whether it wouldn't be better just to attempt to take control of the situation as a whole and try to set things straight. What is your advice, and if you suggest trying to set things straight, what sites would you recommend from Newt for Cobalt Mouse? Okay, I'm going to tell you right now. I know this isn't right. I'm not supporting this idea. But if they saw it on TV, they're not going to believe you. It doesn't matter what you say.
Yeah.
If they saw it on a television, if it's your word against the TV, they're going to believe the TV every freaking time.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you say.
they're going to, what they saw on CSI, what they saw on MTV's Sex 2K,
yeah,
what they said, that
was
they're
Tyra
going
Banks and
Tyra Banks
and...
that's what they're going to believe. It doesn't matter what you, if you come out and say it's not like that, I can throw 100 people in your face, 1,000 people in your face, which you probably could, that are not like that, they're not going to believe you. I would recommend that you lay low, man. Just chill out. Just
and
lay low.
You feel like you have to tell them, wait till you move out?
Wait, yes. And make damn sure you're not going to come back.
Right. If you know fallout is going to ensue.
Yes. Then if you know fallout, that's what I always tell people. People write in, it's like, you know, I want to tell my parents that this, but I think they're probably going to freak out. You know what? If you think they're probably going to freak out, they're probably going to freak out. And so don't do that. Don't do it.
I will say, because you did ask for a site, if you wanted to set things straight, if you wanted to try, anthrocon.org.
Anthrocon.org. And,
because they have the What is a Furry on the main page, and that is by far possibly the best description I've seen.
And not to toot my own horn, but there is also another description of what furry is on my set, my website, ranty-griffin.com. However, as much as I, you know, would recommend that, my biggest recommendation would be just to not. Just don't.
Just not. But, just like, don't. If you feel like that you have to.
If you feel like you absolutely have to, I don't know why you'd feel you'd have to.
Go to one of those sites and What a Furry.
Yep. And, you know, just that if you absolutely have to, it is the biggest fur con in the world.
Yeah.
It was written by Uncle Kage.
Yeah.
So it's a very very well worded description of what a furry is. But I still, my money is on they will not believe you. If TV says one thing and they don't say another thing, I don't think they're gonna.
I agree, but you know, if you feel.
If you absolutely have to, but you're gonna be making a mistake. Listen, listen to the bird. Dear Two Jibba and Toast, last week at work I spent most of my day trying not to give some loud, arrogant brat the size 10 steel toe cap boot up the ass he deserved. Sounds like my usual day. This made me wonder about things we're willing to do to put up with, we're willing to put up with to pay the bills. What are the best and worst day jobs you guys have ever had, and have you any work-related horror stories to share? Thanks for all the enjoyment for your show brings each week. You guys rock. From Adzo, or Adzo.
Well, my first is worst day job. What about night job?
We can assume it's the same thing. Regular punch clock job. I don't mind. My worst job, the worst day job I had, was I was food prep in a cafeteria at a hospital. That was the worst job I have ever had. I quit it after 3 weeks because I was going to kill somebody. And it was going to be a nurse. It was going to be a nurse. Because the nurses, the people upstairs would call down for food.
The orders, yeah.
We'd prepare the food. We'd bring it up. The nurses, when we brought the shit up, would treat us like absolute dog shit. Why are you bringing this up? What are you doing this for? We didn't ask. What are you doing? I was going to slap some sorry bitch off her damn high heels if I did not get the hell out of that damn job. That was the worst. What about you?
My worst job would have to be the one day that I worked at McDonald's.
The one day.
One day. I got hired the day before, said come in.
And that was it.
And I worked 8 hours and did not come back the next day.
Oh, man.
Politely collected my check when they sent in the mail.
And
that was it.
That was all. Well, kind of reminds me of my second worst, which was dishwasher at an IHOP. Second worst, because there were no nurses. If there were nurses there, it would have been the same damn thing. Dear Two, I'm sure I'm not the only fan of yours who's noticed that this next season break in the show will be right before the 6th anniversary of your long, long, long hiatus.
I'm sure I'm not the only fan who misses Auburn, whom we last heard of in 05. I was recently listening through the episodes when you were on Rant Radio for the first half of 05 and heard Auburn mention that he was 27. That would make him 33 by now. So I'm just curious, as I'm sure are others, how's he been doing exactly now that he's getting in his years? Your biggest fan and poker of Pingy's Varmint Coyote. Not only is this guy our biggest fan, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, but we would not be able to have the format that we have now for the show if it weren't for the... Right. He's our biggest donator. He has donated more than you and probably everybody you know combined, which made me feel terribly guilty, but he said he gave us a large chunk of money, said, spend it on the show. We spent it on the show.
We did.
Here we are. Hi.
Hi.
You can see us now. And you can see me in with one angle. You can see my angle of me.
And his multicolored...
And you can see Jibba and Jibba's angle.
Get out of my angle.
I'm in your angle.
Get out of my angle.
I'm going to talk into your microphone, which also, by the way... Yeah, so...
How dare you. How would you feel if I leaned over here and just talked to your microphone?
I'm sorry. No! Don't lick my microphone.
Oh,
wait,
no.
It's a white queen. White queen. And moving on. That was almost a...
That was a
tragic fucking accident.
The world would have ended.
Oh, Lord.
It wasn't going to be December 21st, 2012.
It was going to be now.
It was going to be...
Right now.
What are we, February the whatever?
The 12th.
February the 12th, 2011. End of the world. Boom.
Mm-hmm. His and my tongues are like matter and antimatter. If they ever touch, y'all are done. Everybody's done. Let's see. Dear 2, why has atheism come to mean total disbelief in gods? Hello again. What happened is I saw some swipey things.
I clicked the wrong one.
Oops.
Okay. I'm a bad boner.
You're a bad boner. Why has atheism come to mean total disbelief in God, spirituality, and anything supernatural, rather than just a disbelief in God, like the word suggests? I think it might be since supernatural shit has been connected to God because of organized religion being the only acceptable source for anything like that. But I'd like to hear your opinion on the matter. Love the show from Phosphor. First of all, I'll tell you why. In the first place, people misuse that word atheism all the time. Atheism. You're going to break it down to the word that means it. A means non. The means God. No God-ism. Atheist is a person who believes there is no God. It's in the word. It's right there. Now, if you don't know if there's a God or not, there's a word for no, and that's nost. And if you don't know, that's agnost. Agnosticism. If you don't know, if you don't have belief, you're an agnostic. If you believe there is no God, you are an atheist, and that is the way that works.
And that is still a religion. Atheism is a religion.
It requires just as much belief. Now, I know there's a lot of quote-unquote atheists out there who are going to whine and complain about it, but you know what? Suck up. Have the balls. You're agnostic. If you have no belief in God, if you don't believe in God either way, you are agnostic. No knowledge of.
Except that you have no knowledge.
No knowledge of. That's what you're admitting to.
If you say, I believe that there is no God.
If you believe there is no God. No God. Atheism. That's just either accept the belief or don't. If you have belief that there is no God, you're an atheist. If you don't have belief, you're agnostic. End of story. Stop fucking sending me letters that say, well, that's not what atheist means. I will show you the sites that tear down the etymology of this fucking word, and you will wallow in your own piss and cry.
It's Greek root, isn't it?
Latin.
Greek Latin.
Latin.
Okay.
Wait, You might be right, actually. It might be great. Yeah, I think it might be great, actually.
We'll find out.
We'll find out. But yeah, it is the root of the word. So that's. But as to why people are like associating the word atheist to no belief in anything spiritual, well, you know, Christianity is kind of the big. It is the quintessential sort of symbolic form of spiritualism in this country, and so it kind of, you know, follows that people, while I'm an atheist, means they don't believe in Thor or
your God.
Your God.
Yeah.
But like I always tell people, everyone's an atheist. Everyone on the planet is an atheist. Muslims are atheists. Christians are atheists. If somebody comes up to you and say, why are you an atheist? You believe in just one less God than I do. Mm-hmm. Now, there's hundreds of gods. Hundreds of thousands of them, possibly. This person believes in one less God than you do. They're an atheist, too.
They're an atheist to your religion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are an atheist. They don't believe in Buddha or, you know, Thor or Zeus or that. That's an atheist. No godism. They don't believe in a god, too. They're just as much of an atheist, too. They just believe in one less god than you do if you believe in no gods whatsoever. So, you know, kind of a little bit of a thing you can say. Okay, Dear Two, I've been a listener for a long time, and in fact, this show is the reason I'm a furry, in the first place. Anyways, I've noticed that the new show is missing something. Some good old opposites. So it thought it'd give you some to figure out. Okay, great. Pizza crust, thumbtack, Willy, and the movie The Producers. Your longtime faithful listener, Roland Rinpa. Remember Roland Rinpa? You used to run it. You know, that's one thing. We haven't had a lot of opposites. You want opposites? That's okay, fine. That's my talent. I can do opposites. I'll do some opposites. Opposite to pizza crust is 3 8-track tapes. That's the opposite of pizza crust. The opposite of a thumbtack is a tree stump made of corn. I don't know why people ask me this. It's obvious. Now I don't know what Durr is, and I don't know what Wiley is. Willy.
If it's Willy,
the opposite of Free Willy, as in the orca, would be an abnormality in the orbit of Mercury. That's the opposite of Free Willy the Orca. And the opposite of the movie The Producers is the vague memory of a piece of newspaper from the town of Pueblo, Colorado, with the letter R on it. And, I mean, it makes sense.
I didn't know that last one, but I can see.
It's there. Well, I mean, somebody asked me, it's like, well, you know, the letter R, what was the letter S? It's like, come on. If it was from Pueblo, Colorado, a piece of newspaper with the letter S on it, that's the opposite of Rosie O'Donnell's blouse. I mean, come on.
Come on.
People ask me, what's the opposite of up? Down. What's the in, out? What's the opposite of a thumbtack? A tree stump made of corn. Jesus, come on. I mean, what?
The opposite of up. It's not left.
It ain't my face. Come on. God.
Y'all should know better.
Yeah, come on, man. Crazy people. You know what I wish they'd do is they'd try to find out the opposites of my opposites. You know, like...
Well, wouldn't it be the thing that they said?
What if they wrote in and asked, you know, what is the the opposite of a square cubic mile of vacuum? Why can't... I mean, give me something hard here. I mean, Jesus,
I'll come up with something.
You know... What's the opposite of, you know, the family repercussions of a seizure? It's something. Come on now. Give me something to work with.
That I don't know. I know a lot of opposites, but that's not one I know.
I'll have to look that up. That one, I may have to think about that one for a bit. But, yeah, let's see. Dear to the Ranting Griffin. You don't have to use my middle name, by the way. You can just... The Ranting is my middle name, in case you didn't know.
No, you have to use
it. Can a person or furry be completely straight or completely gay? No matter how much I like women, there is still a part of me that finds men attractive. I can't speak for everyone of different orientations, gay, pansexual, etc. And I like how he actually spelled out etc. Just ECT instead of ETC dot. I might never identify myself as bisexual, nor would this reasoning persuade 99% of the people listening to this. I just thought it would be an interesting topic, and I would enjoy your input. Your ubiquitous watcher, Big Bad Remy. What do you think about this one?
I have never in my life had any attraction toward a woman.
Lies.
It's not.
Lies.
No.
I know it's all lies.
All lies.
You have a fixation with the gears.
I know you have them, but it's not sexually attractive anyway. The reason I'm fixated on it because most people are fixated on things that they are disgusted with.
Yeah, like all those homosexual, like all the gay haters out there who turn out to be gay.
That's because they're beating. Trust me, it's not gonna work. It's not gonna work.
No. I know when you say something. the only reason I say that is because my honest opinion is that I think everybody is born bisexual. I think if you know, if there was a society on a desert island that had no cultural influence either way, people would be born, and they would be fucking men and women and animals and trees and rocks and air and whatever the hell they could get their hands on. I think people are simply sexual, and cultural influences swings them one way or the other. I think people are naturally, but that's just my belief. I may be wrong.
Then my question to you would be, for me being brought up in a Baptist church, all of a sudden turn gay in the fourth grade?
Well, then the question would be, why would anybody be brought up in a Baptist church? Or me, even. I was brought up in the church. Why did I turn gay? And other people turn straight.
But you started with, you actually had sex with a woman. I have had no interest in a woman whatsoever.
You know, I really think that it really has to do with the individual person and their experiences. I mean, if I go to church and have a crazy Christian upbringing, it's not going to be the same thing if even a person who's in my house that's growing up in the same situations, they're going to think differently of the situation.
Look, everybody has their own thoughts.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to be influenced different by their own
mind.
But
let me say this. I can't say I can find women attractive, but I'm not...
Aesthetically, right?
I'm not attracted to them.
Yeah. Well, generally, I'm not either. So. And that's my... I think it's probably a combination of both. Mm-hmm. It's... So, I don't know.
There might be a bi-bone in my body.
Bi-bone?
There might be a bi-bone in my body, but it's not going to get hard.
That wants to join the Homo Association led by Cox to expand the red light
district
against people who are trying to fucking him over, against people, women who are having duels with owls. Drunken owls.
Dudes, drunken owls in the street farting.
Street farting. Dudes getting arrested. With the... Whew. Dear Two Jib and Toast, I very much like to hear your view about a group in the UK called Gamers Voice, who are taking Activision to the Office of Fair Trading regarding what sound like some game-killing bugs in a Call of Duty game. Personally, as a longtime gamer myself and game maker enthusiast, I think minor bugs, oversights, and game balance issues are understandable for an early retail version of a game, but these kind of game-killing bugs are just not acceptable. Where was the QA testing? To make matters worse, some industry jerk called the group crybabies. Since you and your friends obviously play a lot of games, I want to know what your opinions are on this matter. Crappily yours, Corn 68, or Corny, I don't know. 68. My opinion, I'm going to have an old-timey opinion. I'm going to have an old man opinion on this. I'm sorry, but I don't know when it became acceptable. At some point, it was okay to buy a video game with the understanding that it was already going to be fucking broke, and you had to fix it immediately. The first thing people do when they buy a game is they go home, they look for the fixes. You sell someone a product.
Why?
It needs to goddamn work. Or otherwise, it's a defective product. Send the shit back.
And take it back. See, I feel the same way.
Yeah.
You buy something that don't work. Shit. Me and phones. I go through phones.
Like booze.
Like booze.
Like corn.
When you, it doesn't work, it goes back, and I get another one.
This dude will go, I've seen this guy go through half a dozen phones in a year, because he'll get it, it'll work for a week, and where most people will go, well, I'll deal with it.
He sends it back. And games.
I'm the same way with games. I do not know where this idea that it's acceptable for a product that you pay for to be automatically broken. I mean, what if you bought a lamp? What if you bought a lamp and brought it home, automatically had to assume this lamp's going to be broken, and you turned it on, sure enough, it's broken. Now you got to get in.
You got to fix it.
You got to fix it up. You got to get your tools out. No, you would never accept that. If you bought a lamp and it didn't turn on the first fucking time, you would take it right the hell back to the store, and I'm the same way with games. It's a little bug. I don't care.
But we do that with Microsoft.
Well,
we buy tons and tons of software from Microsoft.
We don't have a choice with Microsoft.
And then it doesn't work.
Yeah, I know.
And nobody takes the shit back. What you need to do is start taking the shit back.
Take it back.
You take them from the money that you spent, and I bet you guaranteed the first copy will work every time.
Science to Buddhist who take it back.
You know, if more people thought like you guys, Chrysler wouldn't be in business.
Probably not.
Well, a lot of car companies, Toyota, Chrysler, Ford, GM, they'd be out of business.
That's another thing people don't take back. If you get a car and it don't work, I don't care if you have a dashboard light up, take it back.
What they do is they say, oh, well, we have a service center who will fix that.
Take it back.
I want my $35.
I want my money back. It's like, but it's just a light. It's a light I paid for, bitch!
It's a light I paid for that doesn't work. Well, we can change it now! I want a car that works from the get-go!
Yes. I didn't buy a broken piece of shit that you could fix. Yeah. Dear two and Jibba Fox Canuba Zayla Bees!
These names are getting a little... The bees isn't me.
It's you now. It's you now. Me and a friend of mine were having a thought-provoking conversation in a McDonald's because that's where you wind up with those. And we got to talking about religion. To cut it short, we came to the conclusion that none of the holy books were to be taken all literally and were just a collection of stories to teach people morals. Yet for some reason, people take every word as gospel despite the fact that it contradicts itself so damn often. Why do people take religion as something to control their life rather than to help themselves? Much love and cuddles, Nate Wolf. The reason why people take religion as something to control their life is because a lot of people feel a need to have control in their life. Life is a scary thing to everyone. Me, you, everyone, life is scary. Now, and a lot of people out there, it's like, well, why wasn't there some kind of rule book that came along with life? Some people will take the Bible, or any holy book, by the way, to be that rule book. And once they do that, that takes a lot of fear out of their life. They don't have to make the decisions on who should they hang out with. Should I be with this person? Should I not be with them? Where should I go? What job should I take? How should I live my life? They don't have to ponder those questions for themselves anymore. They got a book that tells them exactly what to do. And those are scary questions. These are people, I don't want to say they're cowards, but I'm gonna. in a certain way, they're afraid to make their own decisions. They're afraid to... They don't want the responsibility or the fear of making their own decisions. They want somebody else to do it for them. And now here's an all-knowing, all-seeing deity that can do it for them. Why not give up all choice to him? Because it's safer. You know what I'm saying?
And I understand.
I know that sounds like I'm smacking on him, but it's honestly not, because life is a frightening thing, and sometimes people need a way to deal with that.
Right, and that's where it comes down to where, like, what I think a lot of people who take the Bible so seriously, they need something to believe.
Yes. Agreed.
I can't, like, I wake up, the sun comes up. Why?
Yeah.
But I have this book that tells me why. I believe this, so I understand why it happens. I'm good to go.
a lot of people, I mean, humanity, humanity does not like question marks. They don't like a big question mark hanging in the sky or over their head.
Especially for something that happens all the time.
Yeah, yeah. They don't want a mystery there. They want to explain. And they would rather accept something that may or may not be factual.
Yep.
As long as it's an explanation, rather than a big goddamn question mark. And that's why so many people accept religion as a guideline in their life, I think. I may be wrong. That's what I think. As a former Christian,
no,
that's
what I
agree.
I agree. I'm not a former Christian, but he
is. I'm a former Christian.
But I have different beliefs. You know, I bring all sorts of beliefs into one.
Let's see. Last letter. Holy crap, it looks like we're going to be able to do it. Dear 2PO, Jibba the Hutt, and Toast Vader. Why does Toast get to be Vader? That's not fair.
Well,
I started watching his show in October, after Witchy Bunny mentioned it in a few times in her personal live streams. Thank you, Witchy! Soon afterwards, I introduced the show to a few non-fur friends of mine, and they enjoyed it immensely. Now, every time your show is on, it's become a tradition to gather together in my dorm room to watch. We always enjoy watching Jibba. Almost have a heart attack every time we hit the gore news. We're going to miss you when you guys take your season break, and we're looking forward to many more episodes in the future. Yours in the Forest, Wolf Teller, and non-furs, Nick, Gabby, and Sreek. P.S., ruined your face, we did. Hello, guys.
What's up? How you doing?
Hello from us to your personal computer in your dorm room. How are you guys doing?
This is just for you.
This is just for you. You bought the next show. Actually, you guys bought the next show.
Actually, talking about a heart attack, you know my doctor put me on heart blood pressure medication.
You said something about that.
Yeah.
My God.
Between my job, this show, y'all got my blood pressure high.
We're killing him.
You're killing me.
We're killing him.
And it'll probably happen on
Gore News. Gore News. It's going to be Gore News right here in the studio. Well, I'll tell you what. We got some holidays. Actually, I think he's going to do something a little bit different this time.
Okay.
But I'm not sure. So, Bunny, you take it from here. It's
Hello.
All yours.
Oh! Did I actually flip the right switch this
you
time?
You flipped the right switch.
Oh, my God! Okay. Honestly, I didn't really have time to throw together holidays this week. Between being sick and that
jerking off
there and excuse, bad bunny.
Bad.
So, on the last show I mentioned what I'm going to be doing on the next season. We're going to be having all of you send in your holiday suggestions. We're going to pick from those and we're going to set them up that way. We're going to have your holidays every week. So, as an example, we're going to have two, Jibba and myself, come up with some holidays on the fly, on the spot.
I see how it is.
Yeah.
I see how it is.
All right.
I see how it is.
All right. I can do it.
Now, who wants to start?
You're the expert. You are the holiday bunny. You start it.
I am the holiday bunny.
You're the holiday bunny. You go.
Okay. I am going to say today.
No, start with Monday. Start with Monday.
Sunday.
Sunday. Start with Sunday.
Okay.
Start with Sunday.
All right. Sunday is going to be Jack Daniel's Appreciation Day.
I can already appreciate that.
Jack Daniel's. It's good enough for Jack Rabbit. It's good enough for you.
I can get behind that.
Okay.
I'll be celebrating that. Yeah. Yeah.
Two, you're on the spot.
Oh, good God. Okay. Tuesday is going to be Asian Fursuiter Day. If you know an Asian who is a fursuiter, it is the day to appreciate that person. That's my holiday on Tuesday. Jibba, it's on you.
All right.
Jibba, take Monday because of him, too.
You went for Tuesday. You skipped it.
I did. Oh, sorry, Monday. That was Monday. Mine was Monday. Sorry about that.
You know what? Due to the letter that we had earlier, the news, Tuesday is going to be your own engineer day.
I like that.
Find something that you can analyze to the point where you are an engineer in that field and be your
and
own
engineer something.
And engineer something. Even if you have to get persecuted for pretending to be an engineer, Tuesday is be an engineer day.
Yes, that's a good one.
I like that.
Back to you, Bon.
Okay.
Wednesday. No.
Wednesday. Come on. Let's know this. Okay. Wednesday is going to be Furry History Day.
Oh.
We got like Black History Day and
we have Black History Month. Thank you.
Yes.
Which is the shortest month of the fucking year.
You get one. We don't.
At least you get one.
Wait, and y'all get your own damn fucking month out of
science.
You can't. No. Fuck that.
Name me which month out of the year is the exclusively White History Month.
Washington's birthday, President's Day. Until well, now we got a Black president.
All right. So that's two days. That's 2 days.
Christmas, which is a White History of Saint Nicholas. No, you can't try that shit.
3 days.
Valentine's Day.
You get 29 days. 3 days.
Valentine's
Day. That's all we get.
Cupid baby. A white Cupid baby. And y'all celebrating all that stuff. Y'all gonna put it in the same day that we have. God damn it.
3 days. We get 3 days.
I can name all these days. Don't fuck that shit. But we can have furry. We can have furry history day.
All right, folks. Please celebrate furry history. Know it. I had to fight hard. You saw that shit. And he knows damn well that Jesus was black and so was Santa.
Jesus was a sand nigger.
Black Santa? I want to get black Santa. That's it, yep.
Jesus was a sand nigger. He wasn't black. If you ain't black, you white. And all the sand niggers are white.
Oh, my God. It's Black Jibba.
Thursday.
Black Santa. Bring Jibba me a broken beer bottle for Christmas. And some crack. Spinny rim. One. Come on. Okay, Thursday. Thursday is going to be Hide Your Booze Day. Means that at some point on Thursday, you have to go out somewhere to a movie, to a public park somewhere, and you've got to drink, but you've got to hide your drink. You can't
I've
get caught.
Before.
Yeah, hide your drink day.
I thought that was called alcohol.
Don't drive.
That's on Thursday.
Yes, on Thursday. Okay. Don't drive. Unless you really want to. But it's going to be hide your drink day. That's Thursday. It's hide the drink day.
All right, Jibba, it's on you.
Friday is going to be open drink day.
Oh, I like it. Means go to the park and
go
guzzle it
park.
Right in front of everybody.
As long as it's not illegal.
Which it is.
Which it is. But open drink day. Any place you can, you go drink. Open. Don't get publicly intoxicated in most cities because they'll arrest you like the owl in Germany. But
yes, without the wing cuffs.
Open drink day. Drink everywhere. It's Friday. You're off of work. Go home. Drink yourself senseless out in public. Bar. City walk.
See, you would get Friday. I didn't.
Out in front of children. Make sure they have a shot or two. give it to owls.
Give it to owls.
Give it to bunnies. Fry them up. Make it a stir-fried liquor.
Give it to Cox.
Whiskey flavor. Give it to Cox.
Give it to Cox and his homo association.
Homo association.
And the people are trying to fuck him over.
With buttresses.
With buttresses and give it to Red Light District. And a chick who's trying to duel the owl who's farting in Africa on a grave. Yeah, just
open booze day.
Open booze day.
And we got Saturday.
That's Saturday is you.
All right. I'm going to be all innocent like good Bonnie because, you know, we actually caused the end of the world and say Saturday will be Death by Chocolate Day.
Oh, I like chocolate. I can dig Death by Chocolate.
Never had that before.
I have.
Oh,
I absolutely
you
have
not had this. Go out, have it, jerk off, blow a wad in your eye. Just, it's good. Okay, I'm gonna be
and
posting
it burns.
Rules.
And it burns.
It burns.
Cum rocks in my eye.
Yes. Yes.
Right. I'm gonna be posting the rules and all that on my FA account, Toast Rabbit on FA or Toast the Rabbit on Twitter. And back to you guys, and thanks.
Well, let's just go ahead and let's get on with the, while we still have time, the top 10. Top 10 this week is top 10 grossest looking cakes.
Dude.
And at number 10 over here, we have that's a foot with a broken toe. It's a cake. And I've never had my toe do that. If I did, I think I would be alarmed. Yep. At number 9, a nose. Number 8, an eyeball. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We made it. We will see you guys next week. Take care, y'all.
See ya.